is Parshas Tetzaveh. If you lived in a walled city, then Shabbos is also Purim Katan. Otherwise, it's Shushan Purim Katan. If you're outsiders, Parshas Tetzaveh talks about the clothing of the Kohen and the Kohen of Gedolim, the human involvement in the Mishkan. Yeah, it's a big step. Start off at Har Sinai, and Rav Gedalia Shor explains that Har Sinai, we got the Torah, and then Torah Shebiktav is what's built in, the facts on the ground, the black on white, those are the Kalim in the Mishkan. And now, there's the Torah Shebaal Peh, the way we interpret, the way our Chilek in Torah, that's the Tzaveh, that's what we do in the Mishkan. I was always bothered growing up. I was raised not to focus on Chitzonius. Right? There are people who look one thing on the outside, and the Primus is, you know, it's not Teuchei Kevaroi. Why are we putting so much emphasis on clothing? No, I feel like this should be the Iker. No, I mean, it's not the best question. Because you're working in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, you have to be mechabed. You wear the garb of the king. But why do we have to know so much about it? I mean, we spend an entire parasha. What lesson are we supposed to take from learning about what they wore during the Havoyin of the Beis HaMikdash back then? Beis Hashem, we'll be doing it very soon. We'll be wrapping the Kahanim again in this 60-foot belt. Imagine how many times one around was like 17 times, depending on how big the coin was. You know, maybe some Zaftagi didn't only went around, you know, 7-8 times. But it was this big belt that Avne went around and around. The hat also was 30 feet long. It was a whole turban situation going up and up. They have to ask, like, what are we supposed to take from this? How important really is the way we dress? So I always thought, look, don't judge me by the way I dress. Look at me and the person inside. But Rambam tells us something interesting. Rambam says that the first time you meet somebody, all they have to go on is the way you're dressed. So yeah, Rambam says, wear something that's mechobedik, so that people will love you as a mechobedik person. Because they have nothing else to go on. It's true. Once they get to know you, and they get to hang out with you, and talk with you, and learn your stories, and your struggles, and your joys, and your fears, then yeah, then there's a lot they'll see. You're not a sweater, you're not a pair of glasses. You're the whole person inside. But until then, what you wear, that is your first impression, whether you like it or not, even before the guy gets the chance to smell you, what he sees of you, before, you know, that's, he sees you, and that's how he sums you up. Jews wear hats, and yarmulkes, black shirt, white pants became the yeshivish uniform. Shlomo Freifeld was once visiting somebody, an office, whether it was fundraising, whatever it was, and the secretary said, Rabbi, can I take your coat? And he says, Madam, excuse me, this is my uniform. That is frack. It's not my coat, my uniform. Now, Victor Miller used to say something very powerful. He said that at a boy's bar mitzvah, the hat is as important as his tefillin. If I can take it a step further, you'll hear the vart. It could be it's even more important. The tefillin, when you put it on, you say, I'm a Jew. I'm wrapping myself in, you know, this is my antenna to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. A baby has that little soft spot, closes up by bar mitzvah time. You reopen it with a tefillin. For women, it's naturally open. They don't need extra antennas. Yeah? But a hat, that you wear all the time. That you could wear, you know, the mice wouldn't wear tefillin day and night. So how do you separate yourself? I have a very, very halakhic uncle who told me that all of his friends who went into business, the ones that stayed connected to Yiddishkeit, you could say it's because of, the Matthias is, those are the ones who are wearing hats. The ones who are still wearing hats and jackets, those are the ones who stayed connected. But Victor Miller is saying that this kid just becomes bar mitzvah. He's about to take on a certain element of independence, whatever an adolescent struggles with, how much independence he's able to handle. And then he's going to interact with the world. He has to have something that says, one second, I can't do that. Like, no matter how low this random guy is in Harlem, when he puts on a policeman's uniform, he's not gonna steal your hubcaps. Because he's wearing the uniform. Rebbe Yehuda was saying that the uniform, the hat is so important. On a lighter note, the Baba Rebbe was asked, you know, we wear yarmulkes, that should be enough. Why do you need a hat? Why do you need a hat at the top of the yarmulke? It's a very cute answer. So he says, this is a Hasidic answer. Every Jumala, you know, cut straight in. But the Baba Rebbe said, you know, whatever you value most, you care for, and you protect the most. As Jews, we value our mind the most. So one cover just isn't enough for our seichel, for our mind, for our intellect. Basically, we should be zayich to value ourselves. And we should separate ourselves. We shouldn't get into any trouble like Hanukkah and Purim. And we shouldn't need big Yeshuas. But when we do, the Baruch Hashem should send us, no matter where we are holding, the Gates of Mothers, we should hold on to the Baruch Hashem. And Baruch Hashem will take care of us. And we'll be able to see the garb of the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash and hear him say the Shema Malchus. Shabbos, afreilich in ador.